This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listening to CBS Sports Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all live, all the time.
Hello again. The morning show is here on CBS Sports Radio. Vince Quinn back with you for another couple hours of hilarity, ridiculousness, and occasionally sports. I got to tell you, like, getting ready for tonight, there's just a lot of different stuff. I mean, one, it's a mess out here, okay? You got to understand, being in the Northeast, it's really bad. There's a hurricane up here, crazy downpours. I'm soaked, like, shoes soaked through, socks soaked through, back of my pants, because, like, I had the umbrella, but it was coming off the back. Like, everything was a mess today. So once I finally got in here, which was much later than I thought, I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll go through some preseason football and get through this and that. And there's a lot of stories to get through along the way. Mitch Trubisky's return to Soldier Field. Triumphant. We will talk about that. It's a great story. Jordan Love didn't play. The Baltimore Ravens set a record. There's a lot of interesting, fun, and there's some sad stuff going on, too, in baseball especially. There's just some misery, and we will certainly play that for you as well. But there was something that struck me a couple of minutes before I actually came into the studio here and sat down right in front of you. So here's what I saw is Nick Saban the other day was talking about what it's going to be like to coach at Alabama this year. And it's going to be fundamentally different, right? We all know that. It's going to be different because name, image, and likeness. You've been hearing it a lot. NIL, you've seen it a lot. What does that mean? Yes, name, image, likeness, which means college players can get paid. They can get sponsorships. So if somebody wants to go and give a kid money, they can go and do that, which, full disclosure, I'm fully in support of. I think it's a long time coming. And ultimately, I think it's better for college football. The sport is better. The league, if you will, the game of college football is better when the kids are making money, when they're getting endorsements. Because what happens is you see them more. You see them. You hear them. They're on TV, right? You're going to have college football video games that will get made again because the kids can get paid. That's good for college football. You talk about people being household names. That's a fundamental baseball problem, right? You don't know who all these guys are. You don't see them enough. Exposure needs to be better. You want them in commercials. You want them in TV shows. You want them in whatever. And when you can pay them, now you can do that. You're going to see more college athletes just in general out in the world. So I think that is a good thing for the players and for the sport. But there is another side effect of this that on some level, it's kind of dumb that I hadn't thought of this before, and shame on me, but Nick Saban was talking about it because he is very intimate with how the things are changing in college football. And he got into the locker room. Now, here's the thing that is going to be so fundamentally different is, yes, college players are going to get paid. And again, they should. But they're not getting paid equally. And in some cases, it will be radically different. He was talking about a player on the team, a quarterback, and you would assume it's going to be the starting quarterback this year, but who knows. Nick Saban said this unnamed player was offered almost $1 million. Hasn't played yet. Mac Jones was their starter last year. Mac Jones just went pro. He's making much more than that. But this player is expected to make about $1 million. It's never happened before in a college locker room. You've never seen it. What's it going to be like when the dynamics change? And especially for this year, when you've got players that have been in a system where nobody's made money. The only money you've gotten is the scholarship, full ride, partial, whatever you got. For most of these guys, especially at Alabama, it's full ride. And then whatever little perks, whether they're above the table, under the table, whatever happens in college football, but nothing to the degree of nearly $1 million. So how is it going to change the dynamics this year? How is it going to change it going forward? Dramatically. And that's what Nick Saban was talking about. It's going to be a real adjustment to deal with college players. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, kids of that age that are now making money and making more money or significantly less money. And I think that's more of the problem, honestly, significantly less money than other players on the team. And I got to tell you, it's fascinating to hear Nick Saban in particular talking about this problem. It got me thinking about Nick Saban himself, because do you remember Nick Saban, NFL head coach? You might not. Honestly, you might be somebody a little bit younger. You might be like, no, that doesn't sound familiar. I thought he's always been at Alabama. He's won 35 consecutive championships. Yes, I mean, you're almost right. But there was a little time where Saban was with the Dolphins, and then he left. And you know what everybody said at the time? Oh, he's a college coach. He can't cut it in the NFL. He can't make it. And that's really what the truism's been, right? Like, the best of the best. When you talk about these college coaches and will they make the leap, I know for years, David Shaw at Stanford, the number of times it was like, well, when is he going to make the jump? When's he ready to go pro? Matt Rhule just did it last year, left Baylor, went to Carolina. He's coaching the Panthers. When's he going to make that jump? Can he make that jump? Is he able to do it? And so here you have Nick Saban talking about the difficulties of dealing with college players in their version of an NFL locker room, right? You got all these players now. They're getting paid differently. Some positions are going to be worth more than others. It's like an NFL locker room. And it got me thinking about a specific question, something that I don't think has been properly evaluated in quite some time. And what better time than now to re-legislate? What's the harder job? Is it harder to be a college football coach or an NFL coach? If you had to pick one of the two, what do you think is the easier gig? And I've always been in the mindset that the pro job is harder. It's the big leagues. It's the pros, right? Of course it's harder. You're dealing with the biggest egos. You're dealing with the best players. Of course it's a harder job. Is it? I got to look around at what the job is of a college coach. I got to look around at what Nick Saban is doing at Alabama. What do? You recruit. You got to travel the country. You're talking with different kids. You're monitoring kids of all different ages. I mean, Nick Saban's offered full scholarships to kids that are like 13 or 14 years old. That's a lot of kids of a lot of ages at a lot of schools that you will never hear of in your life. Grade schools, high schools, middle schools, whatever. All of them. He's evaluating all of these kids, talking to parents, trying to convince these kids to play for him. Next year, the year after that, 5 years from now. That's a lot of work. That's on top of managing 100, 120 kids It's a lot of kids, isn't it? That's a lot of players. You got to maintain all of them. You got to have an idea of how you're developing them. Who's going to replace this guy in that situation? Who do you play in this package or that package? How do you get the most out of their skill set? It's a lot. It's a lot of players. And that changes every 4 years, every 5 years if you want a redshirt. Like, that's an impossible job, right? And that's the thing. The more I sit and the more I stand back and the more I look at this, I go, you know, it's always been that being an NFL coach is a harder job. The way everything's shaken out, and now especially with the name, image, likeness stuff, college football looks like the harder job to me. That's the harder gig. So how do you feel about this? 855-212-4227. I'm honestly curious. I would love to know how you feel. Do you think it's harder to be an NFL coach, or do you think it's a harder job to be a college football coach? 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. 855-212-4227. I've also got it up as a poll on Twitter, and you can find it at It's Vince Quinn. We'll get to the early results on that in just a minute. But also, James Graceffo, typical faithful steed, I will say, because he's not here today, so he can't get mad at me for saying that, but faithful steed, James Graceffo, is not here tonight. And joining me, producing the show, is Nick Mattina. Hello, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and this is our first time working together, so yes. this is a good way for me to get to know you a little bit, and I'm just going to ask you right up front, what do you think's a harder job, pro or college?
You know, I thought about it for a while. And the answer that kept popping up in my head constantly was college football coach.
Okay. So we're on the same page here. Why is it college for you?
I think it's college because you got to think about it as you have kids coming from high school, kids coming from middle school, kids that have played football before but not too much and are still kind of inexperienced in the sport. So coming to a professional, you know, kind of, this is kind of the first big leagues before the NFL, right? And you just have young kids still. So it's still a learning process for these kids to learn the sport, learn how it's going and stuff. So it's on the coach to teach them not only how to play football, but other maybe lessons along the way. And then as they get to the NFL, they've been playing for 4-6 years now and stuff. And they have that learning. And now it's just keeping on the professional atmosphere and learning how to play the game. So I think college football coaches have a much harder job than NFL coaches.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point, by the way, talking about like the locker room element of a pro locker room, because mm-hmm. there are guys that, yeah, I mean, there's guys that are 37, 38, 39, 40 now, and they've been in the league for a long time. They know exactly what it takes to be a professional. They show that every single day. If you're not doing those things, they will yell at you. You know, like, you get the instruction very quickly on what it takes to be a true pro. Being a great college talent is one thing. Being a professional is a different. And we see that all the time with guys that go pro, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work. They don't have the maturity. They don't have the work ethic, whatever it is. Look at Dwayne Haskins. Gets drafted in the first round with Washington, like, just disappears.
And another thing also, I feel like coaches have a lot of pressure of winning titles for schools as well, and then bringing more, you know, of a noise that, hey, we won a national title, and bringing more kids in. So it's more pressure on them, I feel like, of winning a national title for, you know, a college or university and kind of putting their name on the map than NFL coaches winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that is a thing, too, that's so interesting. I was talking about this the other night. I was in for Salicata the other day. I say the other day as if it wasn't literally 24 hours ago. But talking about it a little bit, one of the things with college sports that is different is you do represent the university. And when that is the case, yeah, when your team does well, enrollment goes up. Or the number of kids that are applying, your applications go up, which means you can get a better quality student, which could lead to better GPAs for the kids that graduate, better chances at funding, donations, all that kind of stuff. So there's other ripple effects that go into what you do as a college coach. It's a different kind of environment. So, yeah, like, the more I look at this job, because all the time, for eternity, from the moment I was born to now, if you were to ask me what was the harder job, I really would have told you being an NFL coach. If you asked me 2 days ago, you stopped me on the street. You go, Vince, first off, can you stop chewing the hot dog when you're looking at me and talking at the same time? Can you just please? It's disgusting, okay? All right, there you go. Great. So now that you're done that, what do you think is a harder job, college coach or NFL coach? It would have been NFL coach. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like you have opinions that are just in your head. You know what I mean? Like, what's the greatest album of all time? And, like, there's something that you will blurt out if somebody yells it at you on the street. I've always said, what's the hardest coach of all time? Pro coach. But if I'm looking at what it is to be an NFL coach today and a college coach today, college looks like the harder job to me. So 855-212-4227. You're doing the recruiting. You're dealing with younger kids. Now you're dealing with younger kids that have that professional environment. They're getting money. You're dealing with 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds that are getting potentially in the next year hundreds of thousands of dollars to play football. That's a whole other world. That's insanity. You know the kinds of dumb things that I would have done, and I mean it, dumb, like really dumb, like turn my living room into a giant ball pit, like an amusement park, like a McDonald's playhouse, you know, because why not? It'd be funny. If I got $650K and I'm a college student, like what better thing to do with my money? Other kids are going to be like, yeah, let's get nice cars and drag race them in the middle of the country where our school is. Like there's going to be so much nonsense. And the job of being a college coach just got that much harder. And it already felt like it was close. But when you see everything change like this, I really think it's hard to deny that the college coach is a harder job than an NFL head coach. So I'd love to talk to you about it. Again, 855-212-4227. And we go to Rylan in Sacramento. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I think I agree with you. You know, I think that I'm a big Oklahoma Sooner fan, and the difference between the college job and the pro job is you got a whole state full of people that are counting on you to bring it home, you know? You know, some people are Dallas Cowboy fans, but everybody's an Oklahoma Sooner fan in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't bring it home, and if you can't put up at least a good season, at least make it to a, you know, a big bowl game, you pretty much disappoint, you know, hundreds of thousands of people rather than just a small fan base. So I think you're totally right. And I mean, I think certain circumstances are different. Like with Nick Saban with the Dolphins, he didn't have a squad. You know, but when you're managing a whole program that's bringing in recruits from all over the country, it's just a different story. And if you don't produce, you got a whole state of people that, you know, want to come and burn your house down. And I think it's a lot more pressure than just, you know, being a Miami Dolphins or even a small market team like the Jaguars or something. Like, how many fans really care if they win?
Well, that's the thing, Rylan. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call. Because that element is different when it comes to college. There are some towns that are diehard NFL towns. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you listen to the show and you know me, I'm a Philly guy. I'm wearing an Eagles hat right now. Eagles fans are maniacs. I love them. I'm one of them, right? We're crazy people. But we love that team. There's not a whole lot of fan bases. There's a couple across the league, no doubt. And there are diehard fans in every fan base. But when you think about the college environment, I mean, you went to the school for 4 years. Or, you know, maybe you struggled a little bit and you went five. But you went there. Like, you lived there. They made your meals. All of your friends that you met are a product of that school. You know what I mean? Like, that is a different experience. You can always root for an NFL team, sure. And you can still root for your college team after the fact. But I don't live at Lincoln Financial Field where the Eagles play. I do not have a dorm there. You know, I did not make all sorts of ridiculous mistakes at 18, 19, and 20 years old there. I did not do those things. You do that in college. It is a different expectation. It is a bit of a different fan base, a different intensity. And so thinking about that, yeah, that's a tough job. And I would say that the college coach is a harder job than the NFL coach. So 855-212-4227. We'll see what the poll results are on the other side, how people are feeling on Twitter. Again, if you want to get in at It's Vince Quinn for that. I do want to get to one of the other major differences between the college and pro head coaches, and we'll do that on the other side. Keep it right here. But first, wait, almost blew it. We got to pay the bills, folks. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. And with that, now we'll hit the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.